Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Vera, who says, I would love to feel feminine in my clothes. I have a V figure, which is very strong, and I've always felt very masculine because of it. I was not born with style, so it's always a struggle to choose and combine clothes, and I rarely feel good in what I choose. And with my figure, it's always a problem to find nice clothes which make my back and breasts but wouldn't be too big around my belly. How can I look more feminine while flattering my V-shaped figure? So when you have a V-shaped figure, you can often feel very broad in the shoulders and narrow through the hips, which is, you know, the more traditionally masculine sort of shape. And so you can feel, too, that you're not very feminine. And too often, particularly if you have this shape, because maybe you've been a swimmer or some sort of athlete which has built up those shoulders. Not everybody has been, but it comes very commonly with swimmers and people who do a lot of working out as well. That then some of the really soft sort of feminine fabrics don't look right on this body shape either. Because they're too soft for this harder shape. And then, of course, we've got the problem of fit, which you've also mentioned, Vera, that it's hard to get things that are big enough through the shoulders and then fit through the waist. So number one, I think, is you just have to accept alterations. Because your shape is outside of manufacturing standard, which most of us have a shape that's not quite manufacturing standard, so you are not alone there. We all need to get alterations. And the key to, you know, having clothes that fit and flatter is to actually accept you're going to need alterations. Buy for the part of you that is larger so that fits in and have the other bits taken in. It is the only way. You know, really, if we think about it, you know, women can have very different body shapes. Some of us have wider hips, some have narrower, some have a belly, some have a flat belly. Some have bigger boobs, smaller boobs, rounder butts, flatter butts, you know, like bigger arms, all the different sorts of shapes and sizes we can have. Yet we all expect to walk into the same store, pick up kind of the same garment, and it's got to fit us all, which is really crazy when you think about, you know, how varied our bodies really are. So instead of kind of having a go at yourself and feeling bad, or also too is understanding that the garment manufacturing industry is just trying to get the maximum number of people into clothes. They're not actually making them to make you look good necessarily. So to know that if you find something that you like and that fits your shoulders and your bust, so the parts of you that need to fit, then just having the waist taken in, you know, this is where it's quite often a very simple alteration to make the waist fit. It's more complicated to change other things about a garment, but that can often be one of the easier alterations. You know, like I recently bought a jacket and it was to fit the shoulders and my bust. The waist was a bit big, so I just put some darts in down the back. So I just took in little bits of fabric around it and it just brought the waist in. So this kind of alteration is very simple and it's going to give you that shape you require. So number one, go for alterations. Number two, if you are feeling more masculine, have a look at my blog posts about yin and yang and have a look at making sure that in every outfit you have yin elements, that they are not all yang. Now you need to bring in the ones that relate to you, but as long as you add some yin elements into any outfit, that is going to give you the feeling of being more feminine. Also with a V shape that comes in and flares out can also be very flattering, because when it flares out again, that balances your shoulders. So having the, you know, the current trend of wide leg pants and flared pants actually work really well on your shape. So embrace those trends when they're around, but do look at those yin elements of design, and it could be curvy patterns, it could be, you know, florals, it could be lighter colors. There's lots of different ways we can soften down an outfit so that you don't look masculine if that is not what you're after. So there are just a few little things to think about. Next question comes from V, who says, My biggest problem is to think about new ways to wear my clothes. I don't get new clothes very often at all, and I like thinking of and wearing new outfits, but I don't have a lot of clothes. So sometimes I really run out of ideas. Any tips? So here is thinking about, you know, different ways we can put things together. And this is where, like, layering is a great example. So, you know, traditionally we'll layer short sleeves under longer sleeves. Why not try some of your you know, short sleeves over your longer sleeves. I mean, that's just a really simple, like, let's swap it over. Let's do something different. You know, we often can think about, I'll only wear a cardigan one way around. Why not see if you can turn your cardigans or jackets or things that have a bit of drape upside down, see what happens when you put them on like that. I mean, if you want to get really creative, there's so many different ways. So think about different ways you can wear things, just rather than the conventional way. And of course, this is where accessories come in, or things like, you know, do you tie knots instead of buttoning up? How do you roll up sleeves? Can you roll up different layers of sleeves to create a more interesting outfit? You know, so there's many things. It's quite often with two is we'll keep our good clothes for, you know, like our evening clothes. So you might have something that's strapless that you'd only normally wear in the evening out. Why not put it over a shirt or a top and wear it during the day? So wearing something that would be traditionally strapless as a not strapless garment. And in the daytime, can you take those more evening things and blend them into an outfit with your regular day wear? How many different ways can you put things together? Can you get scarves and accessories and change up how they look? Can you think about wearing a scarf as a belt? And I've got blog posts on lots of these different sorts of things. I've got ways to wear cardigans and scarf, you know, like lots of different ways of wearing a scarf without actually, you know, wearing them around your neck. But even then with a scarf, how many different ways can you wear them around your neck? So there's lots of different ideas out there. And it's really thinking about different ways of doing these things and being more creative. Now, if you only have a very small wardrobe, there's still going to be a limit, you know, on just how many ways you can wear things or how many different outfits you can create. Because in the end, when you've tried every option, then, you know, you probably reach your limit until you bring more things in. But sometimes one extra thing can you know, give you 12 extra different outfits. So sometimes it can just be bringing in one strategic new thing into your wardrobe can actually expand it exponentially about how many outfits you have. So, you know, there's lots of different ways you can do things, but it is thinking about things in a new or different way sometimes and just trying different things. Try, you know, like having layers underneath, untucked, tucked, tied, you know, all, you know, wearing things backwards. I mean, like backwards, upside down, all those sorts of things. You know, wear a shirt as a skirt, wear a skirt as a dress. It's a matter of actually trying lots of different things and playing around and coming up with some new options for you. Polly says, I've discovered as I've been trying to find clothes large enough to fit around my newly enlarged hips, I have way too much fabric from my waist to my inseam at the front. So that is the rise. Is my only hope a tailor to customise clothes, or is there a special size or rise shape that might help? So this is where this depends on your particular rise shape, because you may find that if you have a short rise. So what I do is I recommend go and measure your body proportions. So I've got a couple of blog posts with videos on how to measure your body proportions. So your body proportions is your vertical body shape. So then once you know where your waist is down to where your leg break is, this is your rise. And if you are short in the rise, then I do recommend, particularly when you're looking at pants, to look for low to mid rise. A high rise is going to be very, very high. So a mid rise on someone who has a short rise is actually going to sit as a high rise, and a low rise will sit as a mid rise. So sometimes it's actually looking at things like that. If you're finding there's too much fabric at the front, I would be guessing you have a short rise. So therefore, we want to have lower rise things. So looking for things that are designed to sit more lower down the body as well. So look for that. Also think about skirts and dresses are always way easier to wear, and the rise measurement is much less relevant than trousers. Trousers are honestly the hardest to fit garment that you will ever find, pretty much, for most of us. And I tell you, with women, and I've taken people shopping, we can try on sometimes 50 pairs of pants and not find anything that fits well. And this is because there's so many different measurements that we've got: the thighs, we've got the hips, we've got the waist, we've got the rise, we've got how big or small the tummy is, we've got the shape of the bottom. All these things come into it, and it actually makes finding pants that fit super tricky. So I do recommend that if you are finding that, you know, really hard, you might just find, you just think, I have a skirt or dress body. Maybe that's an easier way to think of it. I remember talking to a friend one day and she said, look, I've got a skirt body. I've got really short legs. I've got, you know, these different things. I just find it really hard to find and wear pants. So I just wear skirts. So, but knowing that that rise may be something. So if you know your proportions, this is why getting your kind of understanding all your style fundamentals, all the different aspects that go into your unique shape and what you need really make it easier to go shopping. And this is why I developed my 7 Steps of Style program, is to give you that knowledge, that information, and empower you. So when you are looking, you've got some idea, you've got a better idea of what to look for. I can never guarantee that things are going to fit you. I can never guarantee how they make things and whether or not they will fit, but at least you've got a starting point to go from. So hopefully that helps you when you are thinking about, you know, choosing clothes for the body you have today. And thank you for your questions, and I hope you all have a lovely weekend. We've gone back into lockdown, so we can have a very quiet one. But I hope you have a great day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.